You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Asthma and Respiratory Foundation has launched a series of resources to tackle misinformation around vaping. The organization is concerned about the prevalence of use amongst young New Zealanders, citing the around 12% rise in use amongst youth. They attribute this in part to the idea that young people appear to believe vaping is safe and has no adverse health effects. The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation Chief Executive, Letitia Harding, joined me to tell me about her recent campaign, Don't Get Sucked In.
The Don't Get Sucked In campaign, it's really centred around a website of information for teenagers and teachers and parents to go to about vaping. There's a lot of information. First off, there's a really simple quiz that people can do. It's got 10 questions, which are sort of yes or no type answers. And that way we can sort of you can gauge how much information you do really know about vaping and also hopefully point out some of the misconceptions out there as well.
And so this campaign is largely trying to kind of tackle this misinformation and the major health impacts that vaping does have on someone. Can you give us a bit of detail about that?
Yeah, we do know that actually from the recent survey, for a start, that was done, the ASH survey in year 10, that regular use of vaping in this age group has actually increased. And that's something which we're concerned about. It's actually risen from 3.5% in 2015 to 12% in 2019. We also hear a lot from principals and teachers of vaping, you know, occurring in their school and actually having to confiscate a lot of vapes. And around that, we constantly hear from teenagers and concerned parents that, you know, the kids just think it's water and flavour. And, you know, we're just really trying to educate them that actually there are other compounds in these vapes. And so it's really just education.
Why do you think we are seeing this spike in youth use of vaping tools?
I think there's no regulation. So, you know, with the vaping, you can go online to most of these places that sell them and just push a button, of course, you know, enter if you're over 18. But there's advertising, there's a lot of big advertising, and, you know, the e-cigarette industry as a whole is actually worth $31 billion, New Zealand dollars, you know, and that in 5 years it's gone up from $11 billion. So it's a significant industry, and there's been a lot of social media marketing, especially appealing to youth. And I think that's been the big concern. And with very little regulations or no regulations, you know, that's why it has taken a hold here.
There is something to be said about the product in terms of getting things like bubblegum flavouring, for instance, that might appeal to youth. Is that something you're thinking about?
Definitely the names and the range of flavours out there is of concern, and, you know, we've seen all these names, gummy bear and unicorn and all sorts of different names which have an appeal to youth, and certainly that's been shown overseas. So there does need to be some regulations around how that is being marketed, and also the ingredients. You know, some of these products which say they're nicotine-free actually do have nicotine in them, and obviously that's a concern. So once again, it's tightening up all of those sorts of regulations.
What are the major health impacts that you are concerned about with vaping?
Yeah, I mean, vaping, for a start, we don't know the long-term health effects, but we do know that it does damage the lung tissue. You know, the lung tissue is very different to stomach lining. So although some of these ingredients may be approved by the FDA for eating and consumption, they're not approved to be, obviously, taken into those small lung your lung tissue, basically. So we do know that there is harmful effects from the vape products when it's inhaled into your lungs.
So with kids who are thinking these are harmless, what is something you would say to a kid who does think that?
go onto the website, go and have a little look, you know, see what you do know and don't know about it, and talk about it. I mean, obviously, we realise that, you know, kids do experiment, and if you're over 18 and people are choosing to vape, although it should be used, obviously, as another tool to quit smoking, so we certainly believe that for people who have tried FDA and MedSafe approved products and those have failed, then this could be another tool. But once again, it has to be with really strong support systems in place. So there is that place for it. But for here, for kids, just make sure they're understanding that these aren't harmless. You know, the vaping products aren't safe to use, you know, on your lungs. And I think that's really, really the key message.
One last thing I might touch on here. In terms of regulation that you're looking for in this industry, what kind of things are you calling for from government?
Well, we'd certainly like to see no storefront, you know, window advertising. Obviously enforcing the 18-plus, you know, ID identification for purchasing these, and also where they're sold is a big problem. You know, you can go into a dairy and you can see these at eye line, you know, the e-liquids, very colourful, available, and kids are going into dairies, you know, all the time. So I think that where they're sold is a big issue. And if they are going to be used as part of a smoking cessation tool, then where they're sold, that service should be also available. People should be handing out information on, you know, smoking cessation, and they should be sold in places where they've got that. So that those regulations, and then the safety and ingredients, you know, this needs to be a lot more robust, and it needs to be labelled as well. So there's a lot that needs tidying up, and unfortunately, you know, they've been on the market for quite some time in New Zealand, and it's incredibly hard to start pulling this all back. And certainly, you know, the marketing we're concerned about to youth has been a very strong in that social media arena. And the Don't Get Sucked In campaign, that's, we're just counterbalancing that. And basically, we're in the same arena, giving information, that's accurate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.